Browse the sports section of your local bookstore and you will notice three topics that are well represented: baseball, performance-enhancing drugs, and the New York Yankees. NPR sports correspondent Mike Pesca is with us to review three of these books that are on shelves now. And the first one in my hands here is American Icon, and it's an iconic photograph of an iconic pitcher, Roger Clemens. And it's just the moment, many people will remember this, he's about to throw a fragment of a broken bat that was flung in his direction accidentally, and he threw it back at the batter.
Yeah, that was aimed at Mike Piazza. And remember, his explanation afterwards was, well, I thought it was the ball. And then
well, he's got pretty good form as he's throwing here.
I mean, yeah, well, I think the sports reporters had to pause for 2 seconds and say, but you don't throw the ball at a guy either. But what the book concerns is Roger Clemens' inclusion in the Mitchell Report about steroids and performance-enhancing drugs in baseball and everything he has done to try to defend himself. The book is not exactly a prosecutor's brief, but the thoroughly researched book, which was put together by four different authors who all work for the New York Daily News, it has so much damning evidence. In fact, of all the books I've ever read about baseball, I would say this is as thoroughly researched as can be. And right now, it stands as the definitive book about the steroid era at the moment.
And Mike, let's stay on the subject of performance-enhancing drugs for a moment, shall we? Because the next book on the stack here is called A-Rod by Selena Roberts.
When this book came out, there was a lot of fanfare because in advance of the book, Selena Roberts, who is a reporter for Sports Illustrated, broke the scoop of the season, which is that Alex Rodriguez took performance-enhancing drugs when he was a member of the Texas Rangers. A-Rod is supposed to be a biography of A-Rod. And the problem is that Selena Roberts doesn't have any on-the-record interviews with A-Rod, and we don't really get a good picture of him. I mean, she convinced me that Alex Rodriguez is a pretty shallow person. And so that's a problem. I'm reading a 200-plus page book, and the message is, here's a guy that's not that complex. Either Selena Roberts got it wrong, and he really has all these different layers, or she got it right, and I'm saying to myself, well, that's not very satisfying.
One more book on our stack here is called The Yankee Years. It's by Joe Torre, the former Yankees manager, along with Tom Verducci, well-known sports writer. And when you title a book The Yankee Years, the implication is those years are gone.
Yeah, and for Joe Torre, they are. He wrote it out the door. He didn't really write the book. I mean, it should be said this is a book written by Tom Verducci. What Joe Torre did was give extensive interviews, and I think his giving the thumbs up allowed many of his former players to talk at length. And the book has, if you're a Yankee fan, even if you're not, all these fantastic anecdotes about how much pressure the Steinbrenner family brought to bear. I know there's that phrase from A League of Their Own, there's no crying in baseball, but this book has four or five different incidents where big-time Major League players literally break down and cry, some out of joy and some out of frustration. Now, a lot of people criticize Joe Torre for violating the sanctity of the clubhouse, but as a Yankee fan, it's exactly what you want. I don't think he unduly embarrasses too many people unfairly. I mean, if I were David Wells, the former pitcher, I would not like the characterization of me in the book. But then again, it seems like David Wells didn't always behave. And let me also add one more thing that Verducci does. He talks about how Alex Rodriguez does this thing when he's on second base, conspicuously pointing at the outfielders as if to say, I'm noting the depth that you're playing at. Now, this is something that every player does. He notes the depth, but he doesn't have to go and point to every outfielder. Other players hated Alex Rodriguez for this. They made fun of Alex Rodriguez for this. I got that from the Verducci book, from 200-plus pages of the Selena Roberts book. That sort of exact detail from a game situation was missing.
Mike Pesca, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
And the books that he reviewed for us are The Yankee Years, Joe Torre and Tom Verducci, A-Rod by Selena Roberts, and American Icon by the New York Daily News Sports Investigative Team.